Rider Live Show. Indy 100 Burbank.
That's right, I say. And this is another show of the Lowrider Live Show with me, Tony Montana, a.k.a. Mr. But the Loco.
And me, Robert Zapata, a.k.a. Little Boxer. What's up, fool?
And me, Smart Guy Roger, a.k.a. Roger the Smart Guy. I'm back, baby! Yeah!
And of course, last but not least, your sexy one, your Phoebe Marie.
Oh, there we go.
I can't put it in.
We couldn't hear it.
Can't put it in?
Yeah, I couldn't hear it.
Lube it.
Hey, Roger, so where have you been, dog? What's going on?
Dude, I had just a horrible amount of crazy things happen to me in the past few weeks.
What happened, dog?
Dude, number one, man's best friend, my best friend, you know, I'm kinky in bed. I'm kinky in life. I like getting my, you know, little nipple pinched, little bite here and there.
Oh.
My dog went too far. It took a chunk of my upper lip off, dog.
Took it out.
Took it off. Not a slice, not stitches. Took a chunk of lip off and swallowed the lip, so I couldn't even put that back on again.
Swallowed it.
The chunk is gone. So I'm not even completely healed. Right now, the lip is still healing. The surgeon's going to evaluate me next week to get either surgery or not. And the surgeries are crazy, bro. One of the surgeries is so evasive, they're going to cut a little triangle pie piece of my top lip that's cut.
Yeah.
Take that off. Cut a triangle pipe piece in the bottom lip, exactly where the piece is at. Take that part, leave an artery, flip it, invert it, stitch it, and make that part the new top piece.
See.
All right?
Let me see.
So imagine that. They're going to cut this piece right here, take it out, flip it, and put it up there, and then stitch it. And then stitch my mouth shut for 3 weeks. I got to use a straw. That's option one. Option two, if it heals decent enough, they'll just stitch up where it's loose right now, because it's still open. Technically, it's still open. Stitch that up.
Oh, you're loose?
Yeah, I'm loose.
Oh.
I'm easy that way. Now, option number three, it heals fine. We leave it alone. So we'll find that out next week, bro. Stay tuned to be find out. Plus, they missed social for graduation, too.
Man, I say you leave it alone, Holmes. It builds character. I think it makes you look kind of distinguished to see.
They had a big tough scar lip, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to have that permanent crease on your upper lip.
Permanent.
Yeah, you're going to have that.
Oh, it feels weird, though, bro, missing skin.
You look like Sylvester Stallone, dog.
Nice.
You know how his lips are like, you know, like.
I Rambo? Right?
Yeah.
I'll be Trambo.
You don't want to have the surgery, man. You don't want the surgery. Good lips, that's it. Not like my lips.
You know what you could do? No, you could do the skin grafting, dog. Get the fuck in where they got.
That's what they're thinking, too.
A stem cell. Have them do artificial chunk right there and put it right there.
Well, you're surprised how it's healing right now. It's that my scar tissue is growing really fast and it's filling the gap quick. And I've been making out with hyenas. They ain't complaining, so.
Come
here,
baby. Hey. A bit of litmus test.
Mano.
Orale.
I don't know if it feels weird or not.
I remember that. That was a big thing. Hey, do you have mono? Do you have mono?
And how do you get mono? What is mono?
I don't know. Tell me.
Yeah, they call it a kissing disease, but I never understood it, though.
It's an immune disorder, not a severe one, just where your body gets, it kind of attacks itself. You get sick, and then you're fine. Kind of like hepatitis A.
Is it a form of hepatitis? Is that what it is?
No, but it's similar. You know what I mean? It's just where it attacks yourself and you got to just go down for the count for a little while and then you're fine. You get it once.
Wow.
And then what happens? Your body develops an antivirus.
Yeah, and you're done.
And then all of a sudden you have mono for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you're That's a carrier.
And now you can give it to anybody.
If it flares, kind of like herpes.
That's fucking disgusting. That's really disgusting.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
Remember my cousin got it when she was 15. There's different ways to get it, but the most popular way is the kissing way.
So what exactly? So what, has a cold sore? Is that what it is?
Is it a wart?
You get fever.
No, if somebody has a cold sore and bam, and you kiss them, and then all of a sudden you got
have it?
Well,
there's fatigue involved, too. Not just tired. You get fatigue, like fatigue syndrome, like Epstein-Barr virus.
No, I'm saying, how does it being transported? How does someone...
Through kissing and through
virus. He wants to know if it's actual warts.
It's a virus. No, it's viral. It's a virus.
Oh, so it's only saliva. So it's in the saliva.
Yeah. It's a virus.
So you can't see it?
No.
No.
If you saw him, he has suitcases with wings. He's flying to everybody's. He's getting him sick.
Now, can you get it? Can you get mono from down there, like a number two, like they have a HPV?
From getting head.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is there mono number two?
You can get mono by giving head?
Really?
But, you know, I'm just saying. I'm asking, you know, because they have, you know, they have cold sores, which is basically like a HPV-1, and they got genital, which
HPV-2.
Is HPV-2.
Yeah.
So do they have mono-1 and mono-2? Like, if you get, all of a sudden, you go down, you get mono-2.
Yeah, that's the a revenge, question, right? Hey, the higher, the more concentrated kinda version.
Like, it's kind of like Joss Ford, but then it's personal, huh?
You know what I mean? All of a sudden, you start coughing as you're, you know what I mean? You're trying to please her.
Now, what if you're the Santita? Now, what if you're in an old school Mexican family?
Huh? You like that? Huh? You like that?
Hey, what if you're in an old school Mexican family? And you're the Santita, and like you're, and everybody knows mono is owned like a kissing disease, and you get it, and your parents are like, and like, well, I didn't kiss nobody, Dad. Do you think you're a little tramp or not?
Slut.
Huh.
Slut.
Oh, then it's mono cabrona.
Cochina.
You get slapped by your dad. Pero papi, no.
Pero yo no le hice a papi.
Oh,
mono. Hey, that's like getting crabs. How do you explain crabs to your parents? I'm not boning nobody.
I never had that, thank God.
Wow.
Never did?
Never had crabs.
Dude, here's the weird thing. I'm the one guy who got crabs without boning somebody.
What? Oh, wait, don't tell me.
Wait.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Sitting in the toilet.
You know what? I don't think so. I mean, the doctor came up with a theory. His theory wasn't that one that I agree with, so we'll say no. Who else is a glass?
It
has to be something transferable
I say from
dirty boxers.
Sleeping in, sharing boxers with somebody else.
Maybe the girl was wearing them, and then, you know, then she gave them.
That's another good theory. So here's how it works. Obviously, somebody had to have sex. Somebody had crabs, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Two people I knew were having sex with at that time. A friend of mine in high school, I won't say his name, he's still with that chick, married to this day. He was on the basketball team, and my brother. And I wear my brother's clothes once in a while. My brother never had the crabs. He never got treated for it, never had to use the shampoo. My other partner, I'm not sure. He missed school for a couple of days. I know that. And we were on the same team. I used his gym towel a lot. You know, I grabbed the towel. Used his towel. He had a cool towel, a big one.
Yeah, you would rub his towel all over.
You would use his towel?
Because it was dry. The guy would clean up his dry. You got to use a certain type of shampoo once the person gets it. So you use the shampoo. I didn't have sex with nobody.
Wait.
So the doctor's like, either you got it from your brother's underwear or your partner's towel.
Wait, you telling me
I do it a while.
That you use your partner's towel intentionally?
Like, we would steal his towel.
And use it.
Yeah, piss him off, be all wet. He'd come and get it. He'd be like, fuck, he had to use a school towel. He'd bring his own towel from home.
Oh, I see. You did it
before. We had a small towel. The school towels are small. The school towels are small. Little shitty white towels.
We were a prank. Right.
So we'll use his big towel. Towel was big. And we used his towel first. You know what I mean?
I was wondering, like, why would you use...
No, not all wet. No, hell no.
No,
we would use his towel to get a mat, and plus it was a nice big towel from home.
Right.
My mom wouldn't give me the towel from home. She's like, hell, these are ours. So he had to use this crappy small bathroom towels from school.
Right.
But yeah, so that was the two theories Doctor came up with. Either the underwear from my brother or my homeboy's towel.
I would also say, I have to say, maybe even at a hotel room.
It was too cheap to get a room, though.
A dirty motel. You know, someone just had sex right before you went in. I'm saying you just lay there and bam, it's right. It's in the
like a bed bug.
Yeah.
I guess
who's back?
That's a big crab that jumped from the mattress up on there like that. Through the bank.
I never had piojos either.
I never had piojos. I remember kids at school had them. My friend
had piojos across the street.
Remember when the nurse had piojos?
We were like, oh, what? We're like, what is that? It's like bugs in your hair. I'm like,
hey,
remember when the
nurse at school
knew to stay away.
I never had chicken pox.
No?
Never.
That's not good.
As an adult, it's dangerous.
Okay. Yeah. Now, check it out, I see. You guys want to have a guess on how Roger could have got crabs at that age? Go ahead and email us at info@thelowriderliveshow.com. That's info@thelowriderliveshow.com. That's info@thelowriderliveshow.com. And we'll be back after this.
Crabs.
Oh, da.
Lobster.
Lay.
100.com.
That's right. I said, go ahead and go to thelowriderliveshow.com. That's thelowriderliveshow.com. And those of you who don't want to put the, don't put the. Just put lowriderliveshow.com.
What is that?
And check it out. It's lowriderliveshow.com.
Not.org, right?
No, no, not.org.
.net.
Not dot TV
or dot edu
dot ass
or dot gov
right or dot edu
yeah
right
dot gov. As I said that
dot gov
you know what right.
we said that
yeah we said that
yeah
or dot fl
fl
this fl too crazy yeah
oh wow
yeah there is
never heard that one
I haven't seen that
I know,
bring
right?
your chair closer
yeah so but it's dot com.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. LowriderLive.com.
LowriderLive.com.
I mean, LowriderLiveShow.com.
Show.
Yeah, you got to put show.
Got to have a show.
Yeah, you got to put the show
in there. It is a show.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's going to be worldwide.
Worldwide. No, it already is worldwide.
Yeah,
it is worldwide.
Fridays
it is worldwide.
And Wednesdays from 6 to 10.
Worldwide already?
Yeah. We're nationwide.
Yeah. Worldwide.
We're worldwide.
Worldwide.
We're international. Yeah. We're planetary.
Yeah.
It's universal wide.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
Global.
Yeah.
No, it's galactical.
Global.
Cosmic.
Anybody here?
Yeah.
No. We're global.
Damon's here.
Oh, what happened?
Around the corner?
No, I don't think so. I didn't see anybody.
Solo.
What a lit.
What? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, right.
That guy.
I mean, wait. I'm not trying to curse, man.
The heck with that guy.
Yeah. Who gives a damn?
Yeah. Who gives a darn?
Who gives a rat's fanny?
Yeah.
So did you guys hear about what happened in the news?
What happened in the news?
Man,
I've been out of it.
Yeah. What happened?
Man, there's a lot of stuff going on right now, man. But one of the main things right now is the whole G2012. Summit, dog. The G20 summit.
What's that about?
Oh, man. That's when the 20 great
world
leaders,
dollars.
The world dollars, they get together.
The world dollars?
And they're strategizing about how not to let Europe crash. Because I guess they're in a border of crashing right now. Their economy is about to crash.
They're trying to save the European.
The Euro.
Yeah. Wait a second. Are you serious?
Yeah. No, seriously.
Europe is about to crash financially.
Yeah.
Financially. Yeah.
And we're right behind them.
Yeah, America
is. We're right behind them, brother. Do you know how much?
You're not paying attention. We're right behind them.
Do you know how much money we owe?
We owe
$15 trillion.
We are an extension of.
That's more than the
extension of a European.
That's more than the economies of the UK, Russia, and China.
I believe we bring in like $2.5 trillion a year in taxes alone.
We owe China $1.6
I think I want to be Chinese all of a sudden.
We owe China $1.6 trillion.
You're almost there.
Yeah.
Just keep smoking.
If I keep smoking, I could be Chinese.
Yeah. You know, we owe China $1.6 trillion.
Wow.
But have you heard about we're buying some new boats, some new ships, destroyers? Stealth destroyers.
Let's just go to war with China and take their money.
Is that what's going on?
No, listen.
We're
buying a fleet of
bomb the shit out of them and take their money.
We're buying a fleet of stealth ships.
Do it now.
At $3 billion a pop.
Yeah, why not?
We can't do that.
Why not, bro?
We can't do that, man.
It'll make our economy stronger.
No, we can't do that, man. It's about...
We should take over Mexico and bomb China, bro.
It is
Iran.
It is
Iran.
I
mean, we just go global, dog.
You think so?
Do you guys hear me? We owe China $1.6
trillion. That's what I'm saying. See, bro, we owe that kind of money. We can't pay that. It's just punk them. We're not paying you. Screw you.
Why do we owe them that much money? They don't have oil.
We get the emperor.
No, that's
why. On national television.
They took over our...
We cannot do that.
They took over BP.
Remember Blood In, Blood Out, bro?
My theory is that...
You faked the pitchfork of homeboy from BGA Family and the soap to order the hit. You gotta do that on the Chinese Emperor, dog. You gotta call the hit in on him.
Oh, my God.
You gotta start World War III to get out of his debt.
But I think what happened was, the British couldn't afford America anymore. China bought us out. So the British took the remember when the Gulf of Mexico that oil thing. Bam, they say bam, handle it. China, you take it here. You handle it. Bam.
Put it this way: whoever owns the Federal
and
Reserve
now,
owns us.
That's why we own all this money because the Brits said, "You know, it's between you and America now."
We owe $15 trillion.
Wow.
You know how much money that is, man?
And we still pay taxes to England every year.
Yeah.
$15 trillion.
Exactly.
And we're buying boats at $3 billion.
We owe China, we're paying England.
We're paying both.
We're buying $3 billion ships, a fleet of them.
For what, bro?
Well, China's scared because they're designed to actually go into shallow waters. And,
see,
and a lot of the ocean
like
around
me.
China is like
the
shallow.
China's
against us getting those ships. But here's the thing: we owe $15 trillion, 1.6 of that to China.
The green light on the emperor.
We're spending $3 billion a pop on a fleet of stealth boats. You can't see them. You can't hear them.
See?
If I'm spending $3 billion on a fucking boat, I want everybody to see that motherfucker and hear it. I'm gonna have that horn on
you
it.
You want 15s on it? You're in Vegas. You want that boat bumping?
Yeah, man.
It's
going
to be all
chicks. Some hot chicks.
You know what it is? It's
going to
be shaped differently. That's all it is. It's not going to be shaped like a traditional boat. It's like the stealth bomber. Remember that?
Yeah.
When they took the shape of a plane, they made a triangle. So now, because the radars are detected to pick up crosses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they just change the shape, become stealth, because the radar system's not designed
for it. There
you go. That's real.
So it's going to be like a, you know what it's going to be like? What do you call it? The Stingray.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be like a boat, like a little shaped like a Stingray.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like a destroyer or something or whatever, but $3 billion a pop.
It's going to have turbine. It's going to be like in Star Wars. Remember the machine?
Yeah. Which one?
Remember the start episode one.
Yeah. When they're in the water. When they went to go Jar Jar Binks'
Yeah.
It'll look like that.
Yeah. Well, that's a cool breathing device, though.
Turbine. The rebreather.
I like
Remember
that.
That.
I like that.
It's going to be a turbine.
Yeah. That seems like it's possible for some reason.
The rebreather?
Yeah. They're making it,
I think
guarantee
they already have rebreathers.
Yeah, dude, they have it. Like,
tanks.
They have them in helicopters.
No, not that, bro. I'm talking about the underwater. They put the thing in the water, bro.
It's like a snorkel thing, but you can actually go underwater.
Yeah.
And it doesn't require a tank.
It's like, you
know, they can make that. That's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know they have a Predator technology already. You seen that?
No.
On Discovery Channel, is these soldiers, and they have, like, these suits. You remember Predator, right? He would, like, just disappear.
Yeah.
They have these suits where they have, like, tiny cameras behind them, and basically they have screens in front of them, and the cameras project what's behind you.
Wow.
And it's the Predator technology.
You know what I thought was cool? Seen Avengers?
Wow. That's real. That's real.
Hey, you see Avengers yet?
Yeah.
You know what I thought was a cool technology? Maybe it was a comic book?
Yeah.
When they put the mirrors out to go to disappear?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great freaking idea.
Yeah, that is cool, man.
Which mirrors? What part?
When they want to go stealth up top, whatever that company, the secret society of the government.
Yeah. What is it? What was that?
I forget their name.
Me, so what part?
When they're up top and they're going to get attacked and they go stealth, so they put the mirrors up.
It was a ship.
It's a ship.
Oh,
it's a big airship. Nick Fury's up there and he's all, stealth, put the mirrors up. And a bunch of mirrors went out. And they disappeared.
Yeah. Right.
And I was like,
shield.
Wow.
Shield.
Yeah, I remember.
That was tight.
That was sick, dude.
Yeah. Get a car to do that.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that would be sick, man. I'd be running all kind of red lights.
Just a hologram going through.
And I was still through
Arizona. Fuck.
Man, that would be sick.
Right?
That would be sick.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
If you can if you could time warp through space continuum.
That'd be cool.
You know where I would go, what I would do?
Time, space, continuum.
If I was able to warp through space.
What's that?
I would go to the year 2012 and rent a hall at the Masonic Hall Temple. That's 5122 Dahunga Boulevard in the city of North Hollywood. That's 5122 in the city of North Hollywood. Give them a call. Rent a hall, rent a space. Area code 818-755-9304. That's area code 818-755-9304.
Hey, my pen was not working. What's the address again?
5122 Dahunga Boulevard in the city of North Hollywood. 91601. Give him a call.
So that means I get the address and I get the phone number either. What's the phone number again?
Area code 818-755-9304.
Okay, thank you.
Orale.
Awesome.
Hey, real quick, man. Hey, thank you very much, Miss Yvette Gomez Nasir, for coming last week on the show.
Oh, yeah,
man.
You missed her.
Oh, I missed out on that.
She's a teen star, dude.
Yes.
She's big time, bro.
Fresh Beat Band.
Fresh Beat Band.
I wish you were here for that.
Yes. Nick Jr.
Very nice.
Wow.
I actually DVR her now, and I'm looking. I'm like, wow, this is really this is cool, man. I'm proud of seeing a Latina actress, you know, representing the kids in a positive way. Holmes.
Exactly,
and the niños,
not like us.
And if you type in her name,
we're contaminated
on Google. It's spelled
Y. Parents give a shit.
V-E-T-T. Y is the first name that comes up, and her whole name. Yvette Gomez Nasir. That's pretty cool.
Yvette
that's
Gomez cool. Nasir.
Congratulations,
dog. Gonzalez.
Props to you.
That's what I said.
Yes, Gonzalez.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Oh. Da. Le. Miss Yvette Nasir. Yvette Gonzalez Nasir.
Nasir.
Órale.
Here we go.
Nasir.
I want to hear about love. So tell me that the war is over. Tell me that the
and spell Lowrider Live Show. That's Lowrider Live Show. And ladies and gentlemen, we got an amazing guest today. We got a couple of people in here doing a lot of big things, I said. Last week, we had Miss Yvette Gonzalez Nasir.
Yes, we did.
That's what I said. And today, we have...
What do we have?
Check it out. Please give me a round of applause for your brother, our brother.
We have the director, Mr. Andrew. I got his last name. Andrew. In the mic, Andrew.
There you go. Andrew Amani. How you doing?
Andrew Amani.
Armani?
No, R. Otherwise, I'd be wearing fancier clothes.
Yeah. Dancing with Armani.
Looks like Armani Tumor, the white
out.
The Giants.
Yes,
like
exactly.
Like Armani
Tumor. Yeah. Ah,
remember him?
Yes.
For Giants?
The receiver.
Is it from Hawaii? Is it Hawaiian?
It's not. It's actually a stage name right now. So.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
But we won't say that. We'll say that.
No. Yeah. We'll edit that out.
Right.
My ancestors, you know.
Exactly. It's the third bloodline in the indigenous tribe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually, you know, from Dutch Indonesian descent.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm actually part of the Indonesian royal family.
Nice.
I'm a prince. Oh, it's Prince.
Oh, wow.
I heard the Dutch, man, they got some good ovens out there, man. They make some good ovens.
That's true.
You notice I turned down the music right now because you said you're what? Part of the royal family.
Indonesian royal family, yes.
Hey. Curtsy.
Your highness.
Bow down.
Take your clothes off for him.
Don't look at me in the eye. Don't look at me in the eye.
Altessa.
Please look the other way.
I have a gift for you, Prince. I have a gift for you.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
I come bearing gifts.
Nice.
Two of them.
Two of them, exactly.
Now check. Get it out, Celine Gentleman.
I got a question for you.
We got a couple of questions.
He's a director. Yes. Can I ask of what he's directing?
Yes, what have you directed, sir?
I have directed actually four short films in the past month, and I've DP'd six of them.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Nice. Yeah, so I've been pretty busy this past month.
Some people could take that different, you know what I mean? If they don't know what DP is.
Oh,
yeah.
Step up from
DP.
I stepped out of the bathroom and now I'm in the living room. No.
Yeah, you DP is for your
photography.
That is true.
Deep penetration.
Or dual penetration.
Yeah,
it could be dual penetration or deep.
She doesn't understand the video, you know, film industry, but she doesn't understand it.
To her, DP's whole other meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Some people.
Well, maybe that's for another talk show.
No, it works here too, believe it or not.
Director of photography. Okay, there you go.
That's cool. How do we find that work?
It's on YouTube right now.
Is it?
It's also on my Facebook. Yeah, I'm posting.
What's you most proud of that you've done?
The one I just did. It's a 3-minute short. It's called Adventure. And I come from a stunt background, and part of my assignment for some of these screenwriting challenges were to just do these 2 minutes and 3 minute shorts. And the challenge I put on myself is not to shoot any action and to to write a compelling story that didn't rely on any stunts, because I felt like doing any stunts would be way too easy.
Smart.
For me.
Smart.
So when you direct these, you also write them and star them yourself?
No, I don't star in them. It's way too hard to do that. So I'm a company member of the Sacred
Soul. So you're a true director, but not acting aspirations.
No. I find people who write, direct, and act in their own films is just a completely different category of talent that right now I just want to focus on just the directing and just the writing. And like I said, I'm part of a company called the Sacred Fools Theater Company, and we have over 200 members. All of them are incredibly talented actors, so I have a big pool to choose from.
There you go.
Right.
So you did about four shorts, you said, or four or five shorts?
Yeah, right? I directed four shorts in the past month, and a lot of my fellow directors needed a director of photography, so they asked me to come along.
Did you start as an assistant, the what do they call it, the PA?
No.
How'd you start in the business? How'd you start?
I just bought a camera and I started shooting stuff.
Wow, seriously?
Yeah.
Just like that?
Just like that.
That's cool, man.
Started learning the ropes from just being out there and all my experience being on set.
Really?
Yeah.
That is really cool, man.
Yeah, it just...
That's an inspiration to young directors out there, filmmakers.
Yeah, it's just taking your career by your, you know, taking it in your own control instead of waiting for someone else to hire you. Just
exactly.
Do it. Just do your own work.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's good. You're a go-getter, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you gotta be.
You gotta be, man.
Especially now.
So what are you shooting with? And what are you shooting with? What kind of camera?
Super 8.
Yeah. No, right now I'm shooting on a couple of different cameras. We're using a 5D and a 7D right now.
Okay.
It's a you know, your basic handheld DSLR, but it gets the job done for the type of work that we want to do out, just to get our names out there. And but we got a little demo on YouTube right now, and it just shows the best quality work that we have right now, and it looks great.
So how can I check it out? It's on YouTube.
Yes,
it's on YouTube.
What are the tags we got to push in?
If you go into Hepcat Filmwork on YouTube, you'll find a little demo reel.
Hepcat, like the ska band Hepcat?
Yeah, like in Hepcat Records,
but
we decided to use
I like
Hepcat.
Them, man.
Yeah.
I've seen them live, man. That's a good band.
H-E-P-C-A-T.
H-E-P-C-A-T-F-I-L-M-W-O-R-K. Work.
That's
nice.
Right.
What a name.
That's pretty sexy.
Work.
Now, you have a couple of things on your homes.
Yeah, those are all the stuff I shot in the last month.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff, Holmes. Yeah. What a list. So, everyone, I want you to go ahead right now. Minimize your screen. Go ahead and go to the YouTube, see, and type in H-E-P space.
Space.
C-A-T space.
Ah.
Okay.
F-I-L-M space.
Whoa.
W-O-R-K.
Wow.
Watch out. I got to work it, eh?
You say YouTube?
That should be our little
YouTube
slogan. Work it out. Work it out.
You got to work.
I get in trouble for that.
They own everything, eh? They own everything.
Yeah, they do own everything. We could get in trouble for that.
Who's that?
YouTube.
Worth the comedy.
Is it YouTube?
Price the comedy.
YouTube.
Well, YouTube. We're trying to appeal to the Hasidic community as well.
And so how can we check you out on the Facebook, you see?
My Facebook page is Andrew Amani. A-M-A-N-I.
A-M-A-N-I.
All right.
Amani?
Yeah. Andrew Amani.
M-O-N.
M-O-N.
No. Amani.
A-M-A-N-I.
Oh, that's what he said.
That's what I said.
A-M-A-N-I.
That's what I said.
That's what he said.
Hey, pass some of that.